want to lose sight of what it is we're trying to accomplish with this program, which I think is laudable.
And I appreciate that. I just see that the challenge facing our city is so great. And four people is progress, but we need 4,000. Any other discussion? All right.
Well, I think, to put my thoughts out, I greatly value the purpose of what is being done, and we do need to find ways to get more diverse folks in leadership roles in the city. I think we are in the midst of a debate with our citizens about what's appropriate to pay for with rate money, and we expect every bureau to do their part to make progress in our equity goals. I'm not sure I have enough information right now about what else BES is doing to that end, and how other parts of what you do are compare in terms of cost, and whether there are other programs like this in other bureaus that we should get information from.
Okay. Any other council discussion? Then we'll see if there's any testimony. Oh, there's no testimony. We'll go for a vote.
Fritz? I don't know. There's a lot of value to both ways. We've gotten a lot of testimony over the last 2 years about how high the rates are and how difficult people are finding them to pay. And so this, in terms of the overall budget of BES, is very small, and the impact on rates would be less than a penny. So we are going to invest in diversity programs and in helping people who have not been part of the, I don't know a better word to call it than gravy train. I have the Black Sabbath song stuck in my head of Crazy Train. But certainly we've been making some progress in our purchasing about getting, spreading the wealth that comes from ratepayers and taxpayers citywide to make sure that more people benefit. So I am looking forward to, in the future, on projects like this, or on all big projects, that there should be something like this involved up front in the RFP, so that it becomes a standard that this is part of what we expect in city, the way the city does business, that we shouldn't have to pay extra for it. And having said that, I did look into and scrub the numbers. I am a little concerned about that it wasn't clear up front that there was a $12,000 a year profit in addition to the $17 million contract that's already there. But I guess on balance, I'm going to defer to Commissioner Saltzman's judgment, knowing that he is very concerned about keeping the rates as low as possible, and support this. Aye.
Fish?
Well, first, I very much appreciate the discussion, and this is the second hearing we've had. I actually think we're at risk of spending more time talking about this item than we have spent more than time looking at the $1 billion on the big pipe generally, but I think this is an important question, and I appreciate the discussion. I appreciate the mayor putting down a marker, which is, at a time of tight budgets, a critical piece of all of our work is, how do we leverage our dollars? And if we can get a two or three or four benefits at once, we should be exploring that. And that is, as this illustrates, challenging in this form of government. And I think the mayor has opened my eyes to something that we can think about in parks and housing, and maybe more holistically about these kinds of programs. So I appreciate that. I also appreciate Commissioner Leonard's comment that we should not lose sight of what we're trying to do, which is create opportunities for people that may not otherwise have them in this industry. And this is an industry that has a lot of catching up to do relative to other areas of employment in our community. The discussion is a good one. I think our focus on ratepayer dollars is good and will carry through the budget process. But Commissioner Saltzman has made the case for this, and I think on balance, It is worthy. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I appreciate the discussion. It's been a good one, and I believe this is a good program to invest in creating jobs and done by a firm that has the expertise and is tapped into tapped into minority populations to make sure that those candidates are going to succeed and find employment, hopefully with us or other agencies or private sector. Aye.
Leonard.
This is a program that employs people that have a hard time otherwise finding jobs. I think we need to remember, again, as I said earlier, the context within which we're having this discussion. In spite of all of our efforts to make Portland a very inclusive place, it is a city that is overwhelmingly dominated by people that look like us sitting up here. I'm not sure that we're using the term profit appropriately. When we're having this discussion, there is a actual legal definition of what a profit is. That does not mean when you pay somebody in the private sector who works for a private sector firm to train workers that that wage is profit. That is a wage. Profit is something different than that. I don't find inherent in this contract anything abhorrent. Again, I appreciate the questions, and I appreciate making sure we understand what it is that we are agreeing to. To that end, I understand it better. I'm not offended that you're a owner of a business that employs people to train people to become apprentices. I think we should do more of that if we don't have the capacity to do that ourselves. So I appreciate the discussion. I appreciate the context within the discussions, but moreover, I appreciate the effort on the part of BES to think creatively to try to employ more people that otherwise might not find jobs. Aye.
Adams.
Well, for me, the concern is not about profit. We need more companies in Portland making a profit and more minority-owned companies making a profit. Nor is my concern that this isn't an appropriate expenditure of ratepayer sewer dollars, as concerned as I am about that. I think that, as you've heard me say before in this chamber, I believe that we do need to be spending money to make sure that our employees are as diverse as our city is. My concern is that we as a city aren't as coherent or as strategic as I think we could be on these efforts. And that while this is great for BES, I wonder if it couldn't also be leveraged to be great for more than four people. As important as it is for those four people to get work for the price of $300,000. So this is a two-year program. I guess I'm, as Commissioner Fish said, putting down a marker. We've done some great work in the last 2 years of government structural reform, more reform than any previous council has done in my time around this building. And I would put this on the list for needing to look at it for reform or improvement, look at it, the potential to improve our equity efforts, how and what we do to make sure that our workforce is again, diverse, matching our city, and that our programs also leverage opportunities for our citizens out in the private sector. So we'll work on that over the next 2 years. In the meantime, I will defer to the commissioner in charge's judgment, and I really appreciate your willingness to engage in this conversation. For me, the conversation was in part about that bigger concern. And so your willingness to help educate me and dive a little deeper on this was very useful to me and maybe to others. So thank you for that. Aye. So approved. I will now move to item number 104. Can you please read item number 104 and call the vote?
Amend contract with Analytical Services, Inc., to increase compensation for laboratory services for cryptosporidium analysis. Fritz?
Again, I appreciate Director David Schaff's willingness to give information both to me and to citizens on an ongoing basis in council, on email, very, very diligent, putting stuff up on the website. I believe that continuing the testing is necessary for a variance, as it is a cost-effective approach. And citizens who are concerned or disagree with that approach should certainly participate in the Bureau's budget committee meetings and in the budget process throughout. And I thank Commissioner Leonard for his ongoing efforts to see, to obtain a variance on the source treatment issue. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Adams?
Well, I was back in D.C. the last couple of days, and I can tell you that the work led by Commissioner Leonard was back in D.C. lobbying and visiting with our delegation and committees on the Hill, and I can tell you that the work that has been led by Commissioner Leonard and David Shaft and his team and Eddie Campbell is considered very solid, very smart, and very credible. So I feel reassured that we are doing not just we're doing more than we ever we're doing everything we can to try to get this variance. We are, and this is a key part of that, companion part of that. So I am happy. This is money well spent. Let's hope we get that variance. Aye. All right. Can you please read 4/5 agenda item 104-1?
Appoint Jeff Tyrens and Andy Nelson to the Portland Parks Board for terms to expire August 31, 2011 and August 31, 2013, respectively.
Commissioner Nick Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor and colleagues, as you know, under the Parks 2020 plan, going back a little bit of history here, it called for the creation of a Parks Board to advise the commissioner and this body in decisions impacting our Parks Bureau and the creation of a Parks Foundation to help leverage private resources to achieve the goal of citywide equity in our Bureau. We have been blessed with a lot of talent serving on both bodies over the years. I would like to acknowledge, though, with the Parks Board, that we really have a stellar lineup. Julie Vieglin, who many of you know from different things in our community, including Mayor Around the Arts, is our chair. Mike Alexander, who some of you may know from Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield, is the vice chair. We have a very strong team, strong lineup, and with your concurrence today, we'll even have a stronger board. The two people who have been nominated to join the Parks Board are Andy Nelson and Jeff Tyrens. You know Andy as the current executive director of Hands on Greater Portland. I believe, Commissioner Fritz, he is also an honorary advisor to the City of Portland Human Rights Commission. He's just an all-around great guy, and if you see him speak as often as I do, he's got this wonderful metaphor about old-fashioned barn building exercises. And every time Hands on Portland issues the call, people come together. He views it as a barn building exercise. And we at the city use hands-on quite a bit, particularly at the Housing Bureau during times of emergency when we need volunteers. So Andy is a stellar nominee to join the board. And the other is Jeff Tyrens. Jeff, as many of you will remember, for about 10 years was the executive director of the Oregon Progress Board. So he brings a wealth of experience. And also he is a prior Parks Board member who's coming back for his second tour of duty. Again, as I mentioned, we have superb leadership, a strong board, and with your concurrence, we'll add really two outstanding local activists to the roster of the Parks Board, and I would urge your support.
Does anyone wish to testify on this report? Any additional council discussion? I'll entertain a motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the report contained in 104.1. Can you please call the vote?
I greatly appreciate folks who are willing to serve in positions like this, and thank you for finding two great people to add to the board. Aye.
Fish.
I, too, want to thank Andy and Jeff for agreeing to serve. This is not a rubber stamp board. This board historically is quite independent and weighs in as it deems fit in its own course, and as a result, I think we do a better job at the Parks Bureau. So I'm very pleased that they're willing to serve. Aye.
Holtzman?
Definitely good nominees. Jeff and Andy are great people and be great Parks Board members. Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. 104.1 is approved. Can you please read the title for report, item number 104.2?
Appoint Susan Pierce to the Charter Commission for term to expire when commission disbands.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor Adams. One of my appointees to the Charter Commission had to drop out before even the first meeting, which was on Monday. And so Sue Pierce had actually been nominated by Commissioner Leonard, as well as one of my favorite of the folks who were nominated by the council. So I'm asking you to approve Susan Pierce as a member of the Charter Commission.
Mandy, will you yield on one point? Would you remind me exactly what the charge is to our Charter Commission appointees, and specifically, since we have an opportunity with the newest member, can we just once again kind of set the table on what we believe the charge is and the scope of this assignment?
I could do that. However, the Charter Commission, now that it's formed, gets to decide what it wants to do.
Well, but since we have the benefit of a member who's about
to... We ask them to do three things, to propose some housekeeping amendments, which would look at some of the very outdated parts of the Charter, which has existed since the mid-1800s, and there's some language in it which I find offensive, and I hope others do too, that we could get rid of. Second, to advise the council on how to appoint a second charter commission that would represent the demographics of the city in age, diversity, racial diversity, and geography as required in the 2007 charter changes. And third, to start a list of bigger issues to look at after the Portland Plan is done. There's a lot of work being done in the Portland Plan to set policies for the city of Portland and to look at where we are now and what we want to be in 2035. So that was the council's direction or request to the Charter Commission. This Charter Commission was required to be formed in January of 2011 by the changes passed by the voters in 2007. And those changes specifically said that once the Charter Commission is formed, it can choose its own procedure and how it operates. And in fact, that's why this report is worded the way it is in terms of until this Charter Commission ends, because I don't see anywhere, maybe Lindley Reese, the city attorney, could tell us, I don't think anywhere in the Charter it says how long the Charter Commission gets to continue on as long as it wants under the 2007 rules that the voters adopted.
So, Amanda, thank you for reminding us as to what our intent was in terms of the scope of this assignment. And can I assume, before I cast my vote, that in your conversation with Susan Pierce, who I think is an outstanding nominee, that she understands the scope of the assignment that we've offered?
Susan is right here and nodding at me, but if you'd like to come forward, you're welcome to do that.
Commissioner Fritz and I, I'm Susan Pierce. Thank you. Commissioner Fritz and I did review, I believe what she just told you is word for word what she said to me on the telephone when I took notes. I wasn't taking notes today. So, yes, I do understand.
You will operate with your own good discretion as a member of this, but are you comfortable with those guideposts in terms of moving forward?
Yes. I think we have work to do, and we certainly, I would think, would move on in the final, especially the final, well, both the housekeeping and the final charge to look at what could and should be discussed following the Portland Plan are very important pieces.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Susan. Any other discussion? All right, we'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to appoint Susan Pierce to the Charter Commission as described in 104-2. Can you please call the vote?
Fritz?
Thank you for your willingness to add another important commission to your other volunteer work on behalf of the city. We greatly appreciate it. Aye.
Fish?
Thank you, Susan. Aye.
Saltzman?
Thanks, Susan. Aye.
Leonard.
Well, I was disappointed in the first round. You were out of town and unable to accept, so I'm really happy that Commissioner Fritz took the opportunity to appoint you. Thank you. Aye.
Adams.
Thank you. Aye. So approved. We are in recess until Thursday at 2 p.m.
Sure.